What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Curtis off for the next 2 weeks. A little bit of a break when it comes to Curtis. This is vacation time.
Yeah.
So we got the roadshows all done. Thanks to everybody who came out and wrapped up the roadshow season with us on Thursday at the Dive. And it was extraordinary. And Wednesday at the Nazwa, which was great as well. And just overall incredible roadshow season. At some point, we got to figure out what the highlights were and figure out where we end up going back to and new places to go next year, I would think.
And I think that we should all just have a kumbaya, a sit down with the lawyers and the powers at B.
Yeah, man, well, we have plenty of time. We can maybe try to get approval to do what we want to do from our attorneys.
Because we need people on that dive next year.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
For the 774 texter during the break, as I said at the start of the show, no apologies. Texter bothered that we are discussing Lyndon Byers this morning on this show. So I would just say, if you don't want to hear about LB, then do not listen to this radio show.
Yeah. I don't get it because, you know, he was like, you know, he was a staple.
Do people lack a filter?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they're online. They think they can say whatever they want, Greg.
I've never heard your old show, so although it stinks he died, this show stinks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not everybody likes everything.
Very, very kind and courteous of you, sir or ma'am. Thank you.
As long as you're listening.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll change your mind by the end of the show.
Yeah.
Or the end of the week, the end of the month.
Like, keep it to yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't need to text in. Nobody's forcing you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, that's what the text machine is for.
This is Joel from Blackstone. Hey, Joel.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
So, two quick things. First of all, I met you before at a party for a plumbing company in Holliston a few years back. You shared your dip with me, actually, when I ran out of cigarettes. So, thank you for that.
You're welcome. You could send me a tin of pouches to make up for it. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, sure thing. Okay, yeah. Text me your address. and I was at an event before, and then LB wanted to get out of there, so he actually met up with me. He wanted to go to the Dollhouse in Woonsocket, and sure enough, he actually beat me there. Had a table ready. He was with somebody else. I forget who it was, but he brought me drinks all night. We had a great time. He's a legend, man. He's a person to look up to. He's been in the Bruins forever. He's just a great guy in person and on skates, you know?
Yeah. Larger than life. Giant heart. I mean, who would you even put in the same category as him when it comes to – there have been some incredible athletes that have played here, lived their lives here.
Right.
Who would you even put him in the same category?
Wow. That is very, very interesting. Because not only, played here, lived your life here.
But it's not about your athletic ability.
No.
It's about the way you treated the fans.
Right.
The way you embraced the region. Like, he came from Canada in 1982, and as I said earlier, became more of a Bostonian, right, more of an American than most of us who,
right,
who were born here and live here our whole lives.
No. The way in which he makes fans feel.
Yeah, he makes fans feel good.
Maybe. Not being from here.
But no, but it's like you could bump in to LB at a bar.
Yeah, that's
like,
fair.
And I think that's the uniqueness. I would say
you were
maybe
more likely to bump into him at a bar.
Yeah. Yep. Maybe Zoe would be one of those guys, Scott Zolak, that we, you know, Ortiz and these great players, they're, you know, we know them, but I feel like what Greg's talking about is like you could just run into down the street, like whatever it's at, you know, Chick-fil-A, or it doesn't matter. I think that's tough, man. I feel like there might have been some baseball players, maybe Remy, when he was still alive, maybe you put him in that category because he kind of was like out and about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Eckersley like that, or is he just kind of more?
Yeah. I mean, I Dennis Eckersley was around, but I don't think he had the same kind of joie de vivre. What is that? Love of life? Is that what
joy
that means?
Joy of life, or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That LB had.
Remy's a good one, Wiggs.
Yeah. This is Rich from Saugus. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Greg. How are you guys?
What's
always
up?
Awesome as usual. Real quickly, that 774 texter that called in, I got to tell you, I met LB a couple times at charity events. Stand-up guy, awesome to be around, would give you the shirt off his back. And that caller, I'll tell you right now, 20 Guest Street, buddy. Come on down. We'll take care of you right now. Right now.
Yes. That would be, if anybody called to complain about LB, that was his go-to response, was 20 Guest Street.
That's where you guys.
That's where we were, and he'd say, come down.
Come on down. I bet nobody showed up.
No,
I didn't think anybody wanted to take him up on that challenge.
Nobody ever showed up. Yeah, I mean, if you were not tuning in and expecting that I would spend the majority of the show talking about LB and his impact on Bruins fans and the community at large and his commitment to help every single charity that ever asked for anything, then you're a jackass. That's what I will do for I might even do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
To piss off. There's a 401 texter, too. I might do it all morning tomorrow just to piss that person off.
Do it all week.
I'll do it even more right now with our next guest, friend and teammate of Lyndon Byers, Ray Bourque. Hey, Ray.
Yo, man, how are you?
How you doing?
I know it's a little sad day today, but
yeah, it is.
I'm okay. But we lost one of a kind. And,
yeah.
I agree with you. And you know, it's a sad day, but celebrate the amazing things that LB was all about. And he, when I say one of a kind, I mean that. I haven't met too many people that was like LB on and off the ice.
Yeah. Well, he was the same person. Wiggy brought this up earlier. The same person that you saw who was playing for the Bruins or was on the radio. He was the exact same person every day in life when you hung out with him. I mean, he was all in. He had no off switch, Ray. No off switch.
No. He's one of these guys. It's like, be ready for what comes back if you're going to ask him a question, because he's going to be real. And that's what LB was all about. And so much fun to be around. He just loved people. He just wanted to be loved and make people feel special, and he certainly did that. A great teammate, kept things really loose, on the road, in the dressing room. And I really think that LB doesn't get enough credit for the player he was. You know, he's looked at as a guy that, when you say a goon or an enforcer or something like that, LB was a lot more than just that. I mean, when LB showed up in Boston, he was a second round pick. We had that was a really good draft for us in 82. And LB was part of that. And, in juniors, LB was, a guy that would score, set up plays, and, if needed, would fight. And that's how he kind of came into the Bruins. And, And then as you come in as a junior player, you're going to kind of feel your way in what, how can you stick, you know, and all of a sudden LB was, you know, having a decent camp, went to the minors a little bit, but all of a sudden, like, you know, he dropped the mitts and man, it was like, wow, this guy is really, really tough. And he kind of found his way that way, but you know, LB, you could play LB and not have to worry about, you know, him being on the ice for whatever amount of minutes he would play. And I just remember a big play that he made in the 87 against Montreal when we finally were able to beat Montreal and go on to our first finals. He was playing shorthanded with Rick Middleton, set Ricky up for an amazing big shorthanded goal that really helped us propel ourselves to get through Montreal.
And I think, Ray, you can speak better to this than any of us, but this fan base has as much, or at least it did when it was a part of the game, which it really isn't, unfortunately, anymore, but has as much respect for somebody who drops the mitts, as you just said, as a goal scorer, you know, as a skill player.
Well, the big bad Bruins, and, you know, I mean, it's always, like, even, you know, even the Bruins now, you know, with some of the signings that they made and all that stuff, they want to find that grit again, you know, something that they kind of lost maybe a touch. And part of the Bruins always have to have that piece, that element to their team, because that's the history of the Bruins over, you know, decades and decades and over a century now, that, you know, the Bruins are looked at as a team that's going to be tough to play against. And back, obviously, back in, you know, the 70s and 80s, that you saw a lot more of it. You know, the rules have changed and all that stuff, but it's still an element of the game that is still in the game and the only sport that, you know, you're allowed to fight. And now it's, you know, the fights are a lot less, but still when something happens out there and there's a reaction and the fights are not staged or nothing, it's a reaction of frustration or having your teammates back. And back then, you know, that happened a lot more often than it does now, but still it's an element that LB brought and the Bruins fan just, they just love. And, you know, we had a tough team, you know, you're talking LB, Jay, Cam, Gordy, you know, Swoop. We had a handful of guys that was ready to take care of any kind of business that was going to happen that way. And when I broke in, you know, I had Terry O'Reilly, John Wentzik, Al Secord, Stan Jonathan. It was, you know, it's always been an element that's been there. That's been a lot that the fans just love and always enjoy to kind of watch.
Well, that's what allowed you to play as a skill player, really, Ray, because they would do the fighting for you.
Yeah, well, I'm still 20-0. I still say I'm 20-0, but I didn't have to fight the guys that LB did. He's an amazing guy. And you know what? Like, I just remember after his career, and then, you know, he teams up with you, and you know, he had an amazing following when he played. But what, you know, what happened once he joined you on radio, and just the cult of people that just loved him, and some of the things that he would put himself out there for, is just a character that he'll be missed. You know, we all know LB had, you know, had his issues, and he had to deal with a lot of stuff there health wise. Yeah. Just a guy that was such a big heart and was ready to help anybody anytime. And then, you know, he was a big, I mean, being a Bruin and then having Don Cherry as a former coach that he never played for, but always really liked. And then LB, you know, kind of picks up on Grapes' attire and the outfits that he would wear sometimes and the clothes and just.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It was just an amazing character that will be missed.
Right. You know, there's always the guys that wear the A and the C on their jerseys, but there's all those guys that are like the heartbeat of the team that might not have that C or A on the jersey, but their leadership just hits in other ways. It seemed like LB was that type of guy.
He certainly was. You know, your captain or assistant or whatever that, it's just not one or two guys that is part of the leadership group. And, you know, and LB was certainly one that was always, you could go to him or, you know, he was just a guy that kept kind of a glue guy that kept things together, you know. And when I said earlier that, you know, he kept things loose all the time and making it fun, you got to have those guys because, you know, God knows the game could be stressful at times when, you know, maybe things aren't going as well as you'd like as a team or whatever. And those guys are key all the time. So he was certainly one of those.
Well, we've talked about it a lot this morning, but he would also do anything for anybody. And when it came to charities in this region, he would show up. All he had to do was ask, and he would show up, and he would go to anything and support anybody. And so we want to do the same thing for his wife, Annie, and for his son, Will. And so we launched a fundraiser this morning, and the Bruins Foundation is matching your donations up to $25,000 for Annie and for Will. And Ray, I know you want to make a donation as well this morning.
Yeah, the Bork Family Foundation would love to support Annie and Will and LB's family, and we're going to make a donation of $10,000 on behalf of the Bork Family Foundation. Wow. So I encourage everybody, if you're a big LB fan and Will's got a little ways to go, he's a young boy, and we'd love to support them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
And I think that you know, that when it comes to what he did for others, it's our opportunity to do it for his family. And for, as you said, Will has a ways to go and college eventually and all that stuff. So, Ray, I really appreciate you taking the time to check in this morning and to share some of your thoughts on LB, on Lyndon Byers. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks, Selman. I know you guys were tight, and it's a great really appreciate you coming out and kind of honoring and remembering LB. I know you guys were tight, and a special friendship, just like an amazing teammate. So good work.
All right.
Thank you.
Ray Bork, thank you. All right. That is Ray Bork. You could go to thegreghillfoundation.org and go to beneficiaries and make a donation if you want to help Annie and Will. And we will be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.